This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
To be heard now. Maybe that's a good lyric line. What do you think?
Oh, Thursday? Boy. How about instead of that song, we do a different song for you? Because...
Really? Happy birthday to me.
Oh. Happy birthday to yourself.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
Is it? No, I didn't know that.
Actually, it's bad luck to sing all day on your birthday.
Thank you, Dan. That's exactly where I was going.
Thursday, though, later on, I have to... Get into the music that we have. All right, so...
Happy birthday!
Can I tell you, the real story of that song is that I don't like it. I used to play it all the time when we would have people on the air that had birthdays. But I like the traditional happy birthday to you.
Yeah, well, good luck. You can't play it anywhere because of copyright. You can't even sing more than one line of it.
I can't sing any of it. Happy birthday to me.
But you know what? You can actually, they can hit you up for a royalty check. You could actually have to write a check to someone.
Yeah.
Okay. They've successfully, I'm just saying, I've heard a lot of stories. They've successfully sued a lot of people. So just be careful.
Like the other line that you can't say that they're really serious about, so don't be tempted.
Okay.
But what they say before boxing matches, you'll get like, hugely slapped.
Ready to rumble?
No. Seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, you don't want an unnecessary lawsuit, and there are people who literally do that. They're hired on retainer to
I know that.
Do that.
Well, there's a lawyer who goes around and checks people's websites for copyrighted pictures and is suing radio stations all the time.
Left and right. People are posting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, the music thing, although I understand that the podcast problem... Where we've not on any of our podcasts been able to play music or anybody's podcast.
You can't.
That's about ready to be resolved. So that would be, it's just, people say, well, it's a greedy, no, it's these people need to make a living. And so I guess I get that. But at some point in time, you'd think Happy Birthday would have gotten into the public domain. When it's in, if you don't know
it's been in court so many times. And
who wrote
every
it?
Time.
Where's the money go?
The family of the person who wrote it is
you like
they're
to be
the ones
that family the Brown right. family.
Yep.
So how much do they get out of it a year? Anybody know?
I don't.
The bottom line is, are we catching you with a little yawn there, Jen Jen? How'd you make out?
Oh yeah, you caught me with a yawn. Whew, gosh, yeah. I'm still
how about,
in recovery.
Yeah, and so speaking of recoveries. Will we know by this time next month who the next president is? Actually, I think it looks pretty clear who the next president is, doesn't it?
It doesn't, though. That's the problem. I've been watching all of this stuff, and this is really... Remember when I said, look, I want my guy to win, but I'd rather have the other guy win if it was clear and because it would be better for the country.
Right.
It would be better for the country that way. Right now, there are so many... there's just so many problems, and there are so many... so many instances where no matter what, no matter who wins, this is going to be another 4 years of delegitimizing somebody. Half the country is going to be delegitimizing someone who's taking the election. So it's just not great for us if we're looking to try to feel like we're more connected moving forward. There are a lot of different instances of things that have been change. So we could start with Pennsylvania, I guess. So just to bring people up to speed, there, what's his name? Joe Biden. Joe Biden has.
First of all, how many hours did you spend on the air yesterday between Monday night, yesterday, the election day?
Well, Monday, I woke up and I was here at 3 a.m. and then I was on the air at 6 a.m. on my other job, and then I did another round of Jen and Don, and then I went to work, and then I came back.
Jen and Don is another program she does. Yeah.
And then I went to work. And then on Tuesday,
went to the company.
Then on Tuesday, I did all the stuff in the morning here and in the Morning Answer and Jen and Don, and then I was back on the air at 6 p.m. and was on the air until midnight. And then I went back to a hotel that was near my radio job and tried to sleep, but I kept looking at stuff until about 1 in the morning. I set my alarm to do a report with you at 3.
Mm-hmm.
I got about a half an hour, and then I had to get up and go do live coverage again starting at 5 a.m. and worked all the way through the morning yesterday. So it's just, it was a burn. Got to tell you, I was a little like...
a long plus, day. Jeez.
When you start looking at numbers and you start, I don't know, there's something, this is why I don't go into that line of work, because there's something really tedious for me looking at numbers and looking at all of this stuff, and it's been, so it's just, it's a lot. But in any case, I'm trying to speak English. There are some states now where basically the presidency hinges. So here's where we are, and happy birthday to you, Doug.
Thank you very much.
At this point, according to the media networks, Joe Biden is at, and all the mainstream media, Joe Biden's at 264.
AP, I don't know what the AP says, because they're the ones that really...
I don't know what AP's at right now, but most
AP
people...
AP stands for Associated Press, been around for a long, long time.
Because Associated Press, not all...
They had him at 264 last night.
Okay,
yeah,
because
that's
what
I saw.
Because Arizona, there's a battle on. So some networks had given him Arizona, some hadn't. That's why
yeah,
I
yeah, that was weird, because AP gave him Arizona yesterday afternoon
and
took
it back.
Yeah.
So here's what's happening. 264 to 214 is kind of the main total. If Nevada comes through today, I think it's supposed to come through about 9 a.m. their time, so Pacific time, so about noontime on the East Coast. They award Nevada, which they probably will, to Joe Biden. It's leaning Democrat. Then he's at 270. But the challenge is on in a few states, because when the media awards you something, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's certified in the state. So what's happening in Arizona is that early in the evening, they gave Arizona to Joe Biden, but then they actually started counting. And the Trump campaign believes that they are going to win Arizona by 30,000 votes, which is a very, very slim margin. That would trigger a recount if Joe Biden's campaign wanted to ask for them. They'd be well within their rights. And by the way, I'd tell them to recount after 30,000 votes were the separating factor. So Arizona is still kind of in play for the Trump administration. We won't know till later today if those votes come through, because they're doing vote dumps now, which means that instead of constantly updating their totals, and I don't like this either. I think there's so many things that we could do better about the process of counting this time around. They'll be dumping around 9 a.m. And again at noon.
What does it mean,
today,
dumping?
Dumping totals in. So,
one big total instead of a running total. They'll
instead
do
of
large
seeing a running
updates.
Total, correct.
And how do they arrive at those numbers? How do the people count?
They're still counting. They're still counting.
They count them by hand. They run them through a machine.
Depends on each state. They've had cameras in. I mean, I was watching this all day yesterday. They've had cameras and media just filming all of this in every ballot counting place in a battleground state. And so every state has a different process. The ballots, if you're in Pennsylvania, there are different rules. So there are, different systems. The one person opens the ballot. Then they have a Republican and a Democrat who together adjudicated, which is a word that was used all day yesterday. And that means that they both decide that the signature is valid and that the ballot can move on to the next phase where it's then counted. So I know there's a lot of misinformation. I had to get off of Twitter last night. It was just insane how much people are just tweeting the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
In some cases, there's a lot of stuff out there.
So there's some real stuff. So just state by state. So Arizona is still being counted right now. Right, most networks have given it to Biden, but we don't know yet. Nevada will come through later today, will probably be given to Biden. That would get him to 270, but it's being contested in some of these other cases. So just because Joe Biden gets to 270 doesn't mean it's likely that he could stay there, but there's other stuff going on. So in Georgia and North Carolina, which I think is ridiculous, we talked about it yesterday, they still haven't given it to Trump. I don't know why. They're not going to find these other votes, even though they may want to. So Georgia, North Carolina, there are a few lawsuits going on in Georgia right now. North Carolina, it's just like, we're just waiting. So those, I would imagine, go to Trump, but who knows?
Georgia still had, as of last night before I went to bed, Georgia still had like a million uncounted votes. So that's a lot of votes before you call it for somebody.
Right. Which is an issue in and of itself. We can talk about that in a second. Pennsylvania, a lot of lawyers in town. That's where Rudy Giuliani is. That's where Pam Bondi is right now, because there have been major reporting of voter fraud going on, particularly in Philadelphia and the suburbs around Philadelphia.
What kind of voter fraud? What is that?
People being turned away from the polls. And here's more importantly what's been happening, and there's been videos of this going around, and that is when the vote counts are going on, they're not allowing Republicans to be in there watching the count, and they're actually clearing people out of the room. Right. Why is the question? These are the questions that need to be answered. So Pennsylvania is being watched. Now, here's what's going to happen in Michigan and in Wisconsin, which had some really big irregularities last night. And I would say, when you hear this, put yourself on the other side, because if this were Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I don't care, somebody should be asking a question about this. Yesterday, in the early morning hours, and I can tell you because I was watching it, it was just after 4 a.m. my time and just after 5 a.m. my time, when both Wisconsin and Michigan added a huge total of votes. In Wisconsin, over 100,000 votes were added into the column of Joe Biden. Not one was added into the column of Donald Trump. In Michigan, 138,000 votes were added into the column of Joe Biden. Not one added into Donald Trump. And the question is, what? Where did those come from? Because if they came from in some time, you know, obviously certain areas go in certain directions. But even if you came to very liberal Los Angeles, you're going to find my one Trump vote with a lot of other liberal votes to Joe Biden, right? You're going to at least find one. You're not going to have a full shutout. And according to some of the reports, there were people who just dropped off boxes of ballots that were added to the mix. And
that's all been, that's all like fake memes on Facebook, though.
It is not fake memes.
Well, okay, this is, we're just going to have to, this is,
Victoria,
I've been labeled, quote, emergency Democrat.
No,
address something else, may I, please? I want to address what was called fake news that applies to both of the candidates and the connection to China. We've been back and forth on whether or not Joe Biden's son and the China thing are real. I'm satisfied that they are by looking at a number of different articles, as I am also satisfied that Ivanka and the Trump family in 2018 got $23 million from the Chinese for trademarks for her clothing line.
Yeah, they were denied those trademarks for years until he became president, and then they were passed.
So there's a lot of hoochie-coochie on both sides from the Chinese.
Okay, but
Jennifer, I'm looking at stuff.
I understand what you're looking at, but right now it's election day and people are asking what's going on. And so while I'd love to sit there and debate with you about Hunter Biden,
no, I'm just saying that affected
I want to make it really clear that there are real issues going on in Michigan and Wisconsin. And this is nonpartisan because I've been watching these numbers come in literally for the last 2 days.
I get that.
When we're talking about, you know, what is real news and what is fake news, the Trump campaign is incredibly justified to ask for a recount, which, to finish this little realm here, is what they're doing in Wisconsin. Most likely that same kind of thing will happen in Michigan. And so the point here is that there's going to be a lot of litigation. There's going to be a lot of lawyers. We already knew that this was going to go on. And so if we get to a call of 270 today, well, that call may stand. The point is that there are going to be a lot of legal challenges, and by the way, justified on both sides to challenge this right now, because it is that close in these states. Literally in Wisconsin, it's a 20,000 vote gap.
Right, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of how it is that votes count. In two, not one, in two communities in Massachusetts, Joe Biden won by one vote. In Sutton, Massachusetts, and Webster, Massachusetts, and they're not that far from each other, the total in Sutton was 4,102 for Joe Biden and 4,101 for Donald Trump. And in Webster, it was pretty much the same. The number of voters there are a little bit lower, but one vote carried Biden in those two communities. So you think that your vote doesn't count. Your vote counts. I don't know whether there are examples of this elsewhere in the country, but this is so stark, so dramatic, so important to understand how these votes, and especially as Jennifer has pointed out, the balance of power may be in just the hands of a few. One vote in those two towns. Who would have thought? 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour. Woo-ha! Christmas! Crank it up, Phil. Here's Mariah. So, according to Ms. Mariah, Christmas season officially started on Monday, or was it Sunday? When was the first? It was on Sunday, yeah? So,
yeah.
No surprise to see her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, surge in the streams this week. In the quick video that she tweeted, she pronounced, "It's time for the holidays," and she posted a clip of the carol as the soundtrack to the announcement. 1.14 million on-demand streams in the U.S. on Sunday and Monday, up 160% compared to the 715,000 clicks it collected on October 30th and 31st. This song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, had 370,000 streams on October 30th and then 345,000 October 31st. And then on the first of the month, it blasted to 940,000. And then on the second, oh yeah, of course they had 917,000 streams. All I Want for Christmas Is You goes back to 1994 as part of Carrie's first holiday album, Merry Christmas. Eventually hit number one on the charts in December of 2019. And as most people know, it is the backdrop theme for
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
I think it went, I mean, everyone knew the song, but
yeah,
having
but
that
there in that movie.
Yeah, having that whole scene around it made it even more famous.
Right. It's kind of cool. I don't know who the actress was, but I always like that scene when they open up the screen and Hugh Grant is kissing the
she was cute,
very adorable, and the whole film's adorable. Liam Neeson and the role he plays with that little kid really
one of
is
my favorites.
Yeah,
I watch it
right
every year.
Yep. And Alan Rickman plays the heel as usual. So
every time Emma Thompson's character goes into her bedroom after she finds her husband gave the necklace to someone else. Right. Oh, gut-wrenching.
Right, it is.
And then you add Joni Mitchell in, and oof.
Mm-hmm. It's 25 at the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria on the air. Now let's move into the Foo Fighters regime. They're going to be the musical guests on SNL, joining Dave Chappelle on this weekend show. That'll be, I don't know, I wouldn't watch it for the Foo Fighters, but I've always enjoyed Dave Chappelle.
He's great on SNL,
man.
Too.
He really is. Yeah, he's great wherever he is. He's vulgar, but the vulgarity kind of fits and works with him. Whereas with most vulgarity with comedians, it's just
it's not
stupid.
Just gratuitous with him.
No.
It's that's the difference.
Kind of like, I'd like to see him on stage with Samuel L. Jackson. The two of them do a bit together. I think that would be kind of fun, actually. Anyway, the Foos are celebrating the 25th anniversary of their self-titled debut album. They've been on SNL, what, 7 times so far, I think, over the years? They also joined Mick Jagger when he hosted back in 2012. Dave Chappelle hosting SNL for the 2nd time this weekend. And he hosted the show back in 2016, the weekend after the election then. Huh, that was interesting. Foo Fighters, he'll all be cooked.
What?
Both of the candidates. Foo Fighters fans think the band will debut a new music, a new item on SNL from their upcoming album. I like that. What a great alliterative phrase. Foo Fighters fans, let you say that fast, will you please?
Foo Fighters fans?
No, come on, Victoria.
Okay, that's not difficult to say, but okay.
P5FOFUM, the Foo Fighters fans. I'm easily amused, as you can tell, boys and girls. Let's see here. I guess some people have spotted the group's FF logo in various locations alongside an X. And that's the Roman numeral for 10, representing perhaps the band's 10th album. Back in May, Dave Grohl compared Foo Fighters' upcoming new album to David Bowie's 1983 record, Let's Dance, filled with anthemic, huge sing-along rock songs. I was looking at that word and I thought, oh, is that anthemic or anemic?
Anemic or anthemic.
That could be anthemic, yep. Kind of like a dance record, but not an EDM. What's an EDM?
Electronic dance music.
Ah, okay. Let's see. It's got groove, says Dave Grohl. But to me, it's our David Bowie Last Dance record. That's what we wanted to make. We wanted to make this really, really up, fun. And does it sound like they have? Crank it up a little bit here.
Well, this is old. We don't know what the new stuff sounds like yet.
No, that's right.
The way he's
no.
describing it sounds great.
Yeah, it's unlike anything they've ever done. So he says, Dave Grohl says. All right, so sing along, if you will, and have a good time. It's 20 coming up to 29 after the hour, isn't it? Close to it, anyway, here on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America and the world waits for the results of Tuesday's presidential election, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in many states claiming voting irregularities and last-minute rule changes by local judges. The new filings, joining existing Republican legal challenges in Pennsylvania and Nevada, demanding better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on the much-needed stimulus package.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully, the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500. Last week's winner in Martinsville and one of the championship four, driver Chase Elliott, talks about getting into the championship.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole, each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it. And we proved to ourselves that we can do it. I think we always have believed we could do it. But to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented. And we want to assert ourselves amongst the people who can make it consistently. And I feel like we're very capable of doing that. So we just have to seize the moment, enjoy it. This is a huge week, and I'm just excited to get out there and try to have the best race we can.
The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. The San Francisco 49ers, already depleted by injuries, placed four players on the reserve COVID-19 list on Wednesday and declared all four of them out for Thursday night's home game against the Green Bay Packers. A league source says wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For half the hour now,
DJB get together. The folks at Warner Brothers. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan to let it all hang out. Have either of you been in plays as youngsters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please.
What'd you play?
I was a mall shopper in the fifth grade production of Luann.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds great. Were you typecast because you love malls and shopping?
I just want you to know I was the, because they only had room for one student from the fifth grade, because this was like a sixth, seventh, eighth grade production, and so they took one student, and we all had to try out, and yeah, you're looking at the winner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were probably a very good shopper. And very
convincing. But I was also really, really shy, so the fact that I even tried out was like a big deal. They probably just pitied it. They're like, oh, this kid came off the wall. But Luann was like a Sunday morning cartoon, and there was a weird play that they had done. It was like a musical, and I remember that one of the lines I had to sing was, cruising through the mall on a Sunday afternoon.
You had to sing by yourself?
And looking great. Da-da-da. No, it was an ensemble
thing. I was going to say, look at you.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. All
and
right,
then it
Victoria,
all died.
Fess up, Victoria.
Fess up. I was a major theater nerd, so I was into lots of stuff. There's
really?
It's not that interesting to go through the whole list. But it's reminding me of the cartoon thing. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I was Frida with the naturally curly hair.
Oh, very nice.
Which I had never even heard of that character, of Frida, but she ended up being kind of funny, so it was fun.
Ha-ha! All right, so I just wanted to kind of get...
I don't know why we're on that, but okay.
Well, because I was thinking about Anne Hathaway, and when she... I know she's not your favorite, either one of you, but I wonder when you look at people like that...
I don't know if Jen dislikes her as much as I do.
I got to tell you, I haven't wasted a lot of energy in either direction for Anne Hathaway. I mean, some movies I like her, others I don't. And her personal life, whatever.
Her movies are fine. I've interviewed her twice and just couldn't stand her both times. That's where my dislike comes from. How did she present, though?
So tell us what it was like to talk to her.
The first time was the press junket for The Devil Wears Prada, which was a great movie, and she was really good in it. But she's just so insufferable, and she's just so...
Impressed with Anne Hathaway?
Yes, and she's, like, very dramatic about everything. It's like, okay, Meryl Streep. I also interviewed Meryl Streep the same day and Stanley Tucci, who are all the stars of Devil Wears Prada. And right. Stanley Tucci and Meryl Streep are exactly how you want them to be. They're so fun. They just roll with it. Meryl had, like, no makeup on. She's no pretense whatsoever. And Anne Hathaway was just so insufferable. It's just the kind, I automatically roll my eyes when I see her name now. And then the second time I interviewed her was for that movie Bride Wars that she did with Kate Hudson. And we interviewed her first, Anne first, and she was like, well, you know, I just finished this Oscar-nominated film, and then she wouldn't say what the name of the film was. It's like we had to already know. She's like, you know, and she's like, and I just figured it was so heavy and serious, and what's the antidote to that? Oh, a rom-com with Kate Hudson. Like, she was basically crapping all over Kate Hudson's career. So then we pushed her off the red carpet. Kate Hudson comes along and is so awesome and so fun and just so cool, and it was night and day.
So how do
and
people
that movie
get
terrible.
Like that? How do you? We've all met
know.
People in the radio
you
world.
You take yourself too
like
seriously.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
You should.
I want
do.
To be like, girl, please. We remember, you know, the Princess Diaries. That's where you came from. Like, let's get off the high horse, please.
Everybody's poop smells. Much. That's kind of what you have to, bottom line. I have to take a shower, take a dump every day. You know, that's the way it is. So anyway, meanwhile, back to Anne Hathaway.
Put your pants on one leg at a time.
Yes, that one,
but
that's wrong.
And usually your pants are not on with the dump comment, unless that's a, you know, that's a problem.
Hopefully. Otherwise, you've got major issues.
Yeah.
Here we have Warner Brothers issuing an apology after folks with disabilities spoke out against the depiction of Anne Hathaway's character in The Witches. It's a remake on HBO. As the Warner Brothers spokesperson said, in adapting the original story, we worked with designers and artists to come up with a new interpretation of the cat-like claws that are described in the book. It was never the intention for viewers to feel that the fantastical non-human creatures were meant to represent them. So is this over the top? I mean, you're talking about Hathaway being over the top. But is this something, is this picky?
I don't know. There's a British Paralympic swimmer, Amy Marin. She's the one who kind of got this going. She tweeted that she was disappointed with how this was depicted. She said, I'm a huge advocate of celebrating differences, especially limb differences. And she said, it's not unusual for surgeons to try to build hands for children and adults with certain limb differences. And it looked apparently exactly how the characters in The Witches looked like. So her point was, she goes, I'm aware this is a film, and these are, you know, the witches are monsters, they're not real. But her fear was that children with these disabilities would see that these witches are being, these are monsters, and that they're being depicted in a similar way to how these kids' surgeries look. So I kind of do get that. I don't know. I think
I
it all comes
think
down
to
parents.
To relax.
Like,
I,
if
you're
parents,
right, Jennifer. I think it's time for us to get off of this.
But I think because of how they act, not because their hand looks a certain way. I mean, I wear black. That doesn't mean I'm a witch.
Well, I think it's a little more specific than that. I think if you have a child with this, you know, who has gone through something like this or has had that surgery, be aware this is not a movie that you might want your kids to watch. You know, I think it just...
All right, that's fair.
If you have a, but if you have a kid who's gone through that, typically those, people with some disabilities are the bravest, most well-adjusted people that I've ever seen. And they realize that life has given them so many other problems than an Anne Hathaway movie. And I don't know.
I'm getting tired of all of this exceptionalism, frankly.
Well, right, I think we give them kids, a little more. I get it. Yeah. As adults, you can rationalize that. But I think for kids, I understand her point. She doesn't want anybody to be afraid of how they look because it's depicted as monsters. I get that. I think kids are already cruel enough. You don't need to feel bad about yourself watching a movie, too.
Next up, a trip to Schitt's Creek. Well, not really, but the fact that Catherine O'Hara and Annie Murphy are reuniting for a holiday campaign with Hudson's Bay, the department store. Where is this is in Canada,
it's a
Canadian, right?
Yeah, it's like the Canadian Saks Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Are they doing okay? You know, a lot of department stores not doing so well.
Yeah.
One wonders
I don't know.
Canada.
They have their the reason that Annie and Catherine O'Hara are doing this campaign is because they have a big online catalog this year for all the holiday gifts. And so Annie and Catherine did a series of videos that are really cute. If you're missing Schitt's Creek and their dynamic as mother and daughter, it's very, very, they're all really cute and very festive. It just makes me really want Christmas, like, right away. I'm very into early Christmas this year.
So will you exchange presents with your family and friends early this year?
I don't know.
How will you make it? How will you manifest it?
I don't know. My mom is just like, all right, we're not even putting the Christmas tree up. So I don't know.
Really?
I don't see us being in the house. Yeah, I don't know, honestly. We're just sort of taking it day by day.
I'm looking forward. I don't have a Christmas tree. I've had Christmas really here in this house. I've lived here, when did I move here? 2016. So four and a half years. And I had one Christmas with the kids. And we had a Christmas tree and that sort of thing, and they're coming again for Christmas this year, so that'll be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to having that and having everybody spread out. It's just, it does.
Is everybody coming for Christmas this year for you?
I think so.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think there'll be everybody showing up. Maybe we'll get a music video out of it. That's an inside.
A music video?
Well, Sophie, my son's wife, has just released a new, she's done four or five music videos, and she's quite good in them, actually, according to people that are much more objective about this stuff than I am. I don't know. Victoria, you follow them pretty closely.
I'm a big fan of her music. Yeah, I love Sophie's music. So every time she has a new video out, I have it saved on my playlist.
Right. So she did one a week or so ago, and my son, her husband, seems to now become, he was laughing with me the other day, I've now become a video music star.
The one video that they did together, I think it was the first one, it's called Gone. Yeah. It's very
Cadillac.
Cinematic. Yeah, it's very cinematic, and it's a really fun video, and it's nice that she had Brendan in there, and it's really cute. It's very cool.
You know, it took me back, really, you can tell people how to find it if you want to, Victoria. The look of love in his eyes when he looks at her is something that was captured in that video. And if you, going back to when they got married a year ago, October, it was the same sort of thing. Looking, the two of them, when they look at each other, really very special. It's very cool to see. So acknowledging that as the proud father or father-in-law. At any rate, speaking of that, we've now, because of things, the two have been talking about babies. Now, and having babies, is the time for us to have a baby? And because of things that are going on in both of their professional lives, they think, yep, time to have a baby. So I'm looking at the most popular baby names. The Social Security Administration gives out a list of the most popular names. So at the moment, the reigning champs for women, for young girls, Olivia. Is that because of Olivia Benson on SVU?
No, it's just an old-fashioned name that's
it
been...
Is.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
well,
just
a lot
been
of
really
these
popular.
Are. Emma, yeah. Ava, Sophia, Isabella, Liam for men, Noah, Oliver, William, and Elijah.
My dad is Oliver, and he's shocked that there are so many little kids named Oliver now.
I know so many little boys named Oliver.
I know a million Liams, too.
Is it cute? Are those names cute on young
boys?
Yeah,
I think both of them are cute names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the girls, that was for last year. This is the prediction for next year. The hottest risers are Amora, Theodora, Navy, Imani, and Yaritza. Huh?
Navy. I mean, those are, huh?
Those are weird names.
They are. For boys, the rising names, Sekani, what? Ermias, Amias, Cairo, and Amor. Where do they get this list? What is this?
This is from that's from the Social Security Administration. Those are names that are real people.
There's a website for baby naming called Nameberry that has some more up-to-the-minute numbers or, stats on names. The site says the hottest among them fall into three distinct categories: Egyptian place names, such as Cairo and Egypt, Italian city names like Rome and Milan, and biblical place names like Salem and Zion. Cities in the U.S. are becoming popular as well as new names. Children being named Aspen, Boston, Dallas, Denver, and Memphis. Huh?
Bono's daughter is named Memphis.
There are more gender-neutral, unisex sort of names that seem to be floating around as well, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a moment, facial recognition comes into a different usage, if you will, on the DJV program. Right now, I want to remind you about getting healthy the right way. As we talk about the holidays, let's get going. Let's go. Let's go. Instead of surfing, what would you do? Let's go sledding now. Everybody's learning how. Come on in. Let's sled with me. Sledding is Christmas. I mean, it's snow stuff. So at any rate, if you don't get into it that way, perhaps thinking about what you're going to be doing for the holidays puts you in the mood to think, all right, I've been through COVID, weighed more now than I've ever weighed in my life, and I'm going to go into Christmas. I'm going to keep eating. So let's be defensive. How about we go on to a program right now, today. You go to toploss.com, and you sign yourself up for a pretty easy win, right? Take these four capsules or the four droplets every night before you go to bed. Collagen protein and Calitrin will get you started on the weight loss program that you need to be on. Putting that in your body helps you to convert the fat to muscle, and away you go. And 90 days later, you'll have lost some, maybe 9 or 10 pounds, maybe, in that vicinity. It doesn't come off fast. But then you want to keep it off with another 90 days. That's my suggestion, not the company's suggestion. But you can buy 6 for the price of 3, kind of like a BOGO deal. 3, you pay for it. 3, you don't. You get it, you stay on the program, you lose the weight. Get it and do it now before you really go to town for the holidays. Go to toploss.com. All right, toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV at checkout. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you make sure that you get that bonus deal, the BOGO deal. Buy 3, get 3 free of any of their products. Calitrin, though, is the weight loss formula. You'll love it because it works at toploss.com.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages ship with care,
so you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in store or get same day delivery through Instacart.
Pack it and ship it for less at Staples.
Ends 1/2/21. While supplies last, in store only. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, ever.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour now. Time for us to go down that Tech Talk street. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest on COVID and your cough and how artificial intelligence can put the two together. This looks fairly interesting, and maybe we'll put a cap on some of the worry. You think? Yes? No?
I don't know about that, but it is a really cool advancement. This comes from the researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, and they have figured out a way for a person who has COVID, maybe symptoms, they can figure out, these AI robots now have figured out if a person has COVID or if it's just a flu or a head cold based on the sound of their cough. And we know doctors listen to your lungs for various reasons, but doctors can very often identify what the type of cough that you have, and they can almost diagnose it just based on what the cough sounds like. Drier coughs, wetter coughs, you know, we know wetter coughs could be like bronchitis. A drier cough sometimes could be pneumonia, lots of different things. And the COVID cough apparently is very different. Let's ask Jen about this because, you know, she had the virus, and I think she had a mild cough. They had described it early on as it's a drier cough and kind of a short cough. So we'll have to see if Jen can relate to this. But this tool at MIT, they uses neural networks that detect the subtle changes in a person's cough that indicated whether or not they actually had COVID. And so it's a little bit tricky to diagnose COVID, as we know. Some people who are asymptomatic or people who have some symptoms, it's tough sometimes. Is it allergies? Is it COVID? People often wonder. So these MIT researchers got to the point where even an asymptomatic carrier, they were able to use this information and have them cough, even if they didn't, you know, if they were doing it on, you know, intentionally. And they were, the robots were able to identify who had COVID and who didn't, even before the person knew they had it, which is really, really cool. They say that the reason they were able to do this is because there are certain sounds that are so slight that even a doctor with a stethoscope could not could not discern the difference. And so they said it's imperceptible to the human ear, and that's why AI has been so useful. Now, the accuracy in these early tests is 98.5% of coughs from people with confirmed cases. The AI tests, that's what that came back with. And 100% of coughs from asymptomatic people. These new tests were accurate. So it's a great advancement. The problem with a lot of this tech is that it's very expensive to do it. So having this deployed across the country where, you can just walk up to a kiosk and cough into it and have the AI diagnose you, that's probably never going to happen. But it's a useful tool.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's see what Apple is replacing the malfunctioning AirPod Pros with.
The Geek Out. Apple's AirPod Pros have been a huge success. Some believe they sold as many as 100 million by the end of this year. But a significant percentage of users have been complaining for a while about performance issues, and now Apple is doing something about it. Users having the common problem of cracking or static sounds, or noticing a sudden increase of outside noise coming through the noise cancellation, like a bus passing by, can contact Apple and have them tested and replaced at no cost. It seems Apple have decided that this is an issue for any AirPod Pros manufactured prior to October 2020, which is pretty much all of them. Now remember, it's just the pods they're replacing, not the case, and if you need it, we've tweeted details over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get back to it. The Google search, what's this about?
Well, I love looking at Google Trends and seeing what people are searching for at various times of the year. Election Day, no different. So it turns out this year, according to Google Trends, the biggest searches were for French fries and liquor stores. On election night, people ate pizza, Chinese food, liquor stores, sushi, and
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.